Blog Talk Radio.
The power of Israel. Power of Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom.
I'm I'm Substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we don't, never think you did. Said that we faithful. It's for faith I'm believing. I am dying on the basis of improvement. I got a proof, but they don't need a reason. God's strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. The peace sacrifices and time ceasing. I'm calling you such things, it's time for releasing. You such things, it's time for releasing.
To Zion.
Shake off the dust. and watch. I wanted to sow everything in, and he did. He sowed everything in. And let me tell you how special this brother is. I picked him up from the airport, went to my house, and instantly he became my family. I mean, instantly. He was already my family anyway because we talk on the phone, but he instantly became my brother. And let me tell y'all how. He in my house, and he said, "Look here, man, I got the best cornbread ever." And I said, "Well, I don't know, man, because I eat cornbread, and I know what the best cornbread is." And he said, "Well, we can put it to the test." He walked in my kitchen, he opened my cabinets, and he started looking for ingredients to make the cornbread. And he looked and seen a few ingredients and said, "Look, we got to go to the store." And we went to the store. And he came back and he made some cornbread. Now I can't tell y'all what the ingredients is because he'll kill me. And then, even if I told you an ingredient, you know what he said? He said, "But y'all don't know the measurement." And he made some cornbread. And we ate some amazing cornbread with some red beans and rice. This is first day here in Cincinnati. And you know what we ate on this last day here in Cincinnati? Some cornbread and some red beans and rice. Because he looked in the cabinet again and he said, "Oh man, I don't got everything. We got to go to the store." And we went to the store again. We praised the mighty God. He said, "Y'all probably threw that stuff away." Because he couldn't eat none the last time I was rushing him to the airport. Now listen, I was rushing him to the airport to get there. So he can get there 2 hours early. So I had to rush him there for that. He said, "Man, I got to be there 2 hours early." And we rushing to get there 2 hours early. But he couldn't eat the last day. And he said, "Man, y'all probably threw that away." And I said, "Well, in truth, we did. We threw it right down our stomach." It was awesome. And listen, there's two things I don't lie about. One is y'all, and two is food. I'm not going to lie about no food. So if you think you can make banana pudding, just come see me, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I know.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted hers, too. I tasted the elders. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I kept that for I knew not to call Hashum. But I'm glad y'all enjoyed the conference. Of course, we're in a process of planning the next one. We got some great, great ideas. We don't know if they're going it will happen, but we're gonna bring it to you all. We're gonna be having some meetings. But if y'all bless us, we're going to do some real good things. And so we're going to let y'all know in the nearest future. And then also, of course, y'all know the next conference is in November. So we're going to jump right on this. We're going to be letting y'all know definitely by next week at latest. Because we'll be at the beginning of the month, August, and we want to make sure we just do everything early. How did y'all like the subjects at the conference?
Hallelujah.
Did y'all understand everything?
Yeah.
Well, good. We had a discussion on elders. And listen, at the end of the day, when we learn something, we ain't about to wait. So there are some people we just got to make elders. But we have to talk to y'all first. So you all will be getting a call from us. And then we're going to talk. And then by next week, we're hoping by next week. That's if we talk to everybody by next weekend, then we'll be able to let the congregation know who are the certified elders of the house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that, but we'll be making some calls and talking to some people, and then we'll go from there. Let me see. Is there any other announcements? All those that are sick, we're definitely going to be praying for y'all. And whatever we need to do, let us know. If we need to fast, whatever we need to do, just let us know. Because we want to get it done. We don't want nobody sick. And we're going to be together. We're going to be together. And let me tell y'all, I do apologize to the choir here because y'all did that practicing and everything. And I just got y'all up there one time and I was angry at myself for that because there's a lot of great songs that, you know, a lot of people, when they come to the conferences and when they come visit here, they want to hear the choir. They love the teaching, but they really want to hear the choir. Yeah, and you know, when they listening over the internet, they want to hear the choir. I mean, just that's just the truth. You know, that's why the choir has to be dedicated, because the people come afar wanting to hear the choir, you know. Brother Macy, he said, look, I just can't wait. He's sitting down in his seat like I can't wait, you know. Our beloved brother Shalomo came all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, man, when the choir going up? When they getting up? You know, because that's what people want to hear. And so let's not take that great blessing for granted. Don't take it for granted, you know. Because in a minute, if I get up and start, you know, singing and, you know, y'all might not have a shot. It'd just be me and Elder Elijah. I ain't going to replace him. I can't replace Sam Cooke. I can't, you know, replace him. But hey, but let me tell y'all something. There's a brother in Mississippi, and I'm in a process of finding a name for him. And let me tell y'all, all names, whether I find it or not, all names come from the Most High.
Hallelujah.
It comes from the Most High. It's already ordained from the Most High. So whatever name you got, I know you think you chose it, but no, y'all choose
Hallelujah.
The names.
Hallelujah.
And one day we're going to have to teach about that, Naphtali, just to show the people that these names come from the Most High. But our brother in Mississippi, Elder Elijah, I ain't going to lie, I didn't hear him. But everybody who heard him, Ishaw, all of them heard him. Am I right, Ishaw? They said this brother sound like Sam Cooke in 3D. And so, and then also, he's a great husbandman. So he got land and he farms, and so we're going to be getting with him on a lot of things, you know. So we got a lot of things planned. That's why we got to get to work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of the things, and oh, let me say this before I forget. The House of Israel at 1664 California Avenue. We don't have the exact dates, but of course, remember they were be having their annual conference in September. Okay, Labor Day weekend. And just initially, maybe I shouldn't even say this, but I am, because I think he was pretty official when we met with our beloved brother Mordecai. A couple of the subjects that he told us that they that we might be speaking on, they awesome subjects. One is should we trust the Jewish man? So we're going to talk about that. Because if y'all don't know, many Israelites, whether they admit it or not, do trust the Jewish man. And I told him, he said it to me. I said, man, that's a good subject. He's like, yeah. He said, why? I said, now we can talk about the moon. He started laughing. He said, you shouldn't have told me that now. Yeah. He started laughing. He said, all right. And then he said another subject was not just Jacob's trouble, but the prophecies concerning Jacob's trouble. So he didn't want to just deal with some man stuff. He wanted to deal with prophecies because a lot of people say, you know, and guess 2019, certain things gonna happen and this, that, and the other. So he wanted to deal with prophecy. So we're gonna be planning and talking about these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Tyler, you know, he's the host of the Hebrew Bash. And I heard the Hebrew Bash was a bash. It was off the chain. They said it was good. And they said the DJ was awesome. And his name was JJ. Isha.
The host of the conference, but my brother, it wouldn't have been a party without him. I gotta really give his props and take my hat off to you for that.
Hallelujah.
And I just real quick just had to humble myself real quick. The Most High is don't like a bad report. And when I started my presentation talking about the conference, somebody told me I was a little negative.
And I kind of sensed that because when I said certain